Hey y'all, welcome to the very first episode of Little Mix. I'm your host, Sam Love or Sammy Love Cake. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Sam Love. Today we have the lovelies, Kiara G, Jix, London, and Sage. How are you ladies doing today?
Hey.
Hey, I'm good.
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hey.
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for joining me on the very first episode. And since this is the first episode, I kind of want to like give a quick kind of rundown on Little Mix. So I kind of started this podcast like shortly after closing out the podcast Spicy Gems. And this really wasn't even supposed to be a podcast. Honestly, it was supposed to be me basically making drinks on TikTok, and you can find the TikTok Little Mix on TikTok. But it's basically me making mixed drinks, and then I sent the logo to my sister, and she was like, "Oh, is that for the pod?" And I was like, "No, it's for the TikTok." And I was like, "Damn, but it could be for a podcast too." So that's kind of how Little Mix was born. Well, the podcast was born actually. And it's really just like a mixture of mix of drinks and mixture of people. So on every episode, we're going to have different guests coming in and out. So, yeah, that's really what Little Mix is about. But, yeah, what's up with y'all? Tell me a little bit about y'all.
Well, I'm Sage. I'm from Florida, of course, but I've been living in Georgia lately. 24, Taurus. That's about it.
I am Kiara, Palm Beach, born and raised. Shit, what else am I supposed to say? 24. Really excited about this topic tonight. Can't wait to get into the deets. Yeah, bitches, spill it.
I'm London from West Palm Beach. Currently on a journey to self-discovery. I'm just traveling the world. Constantly starting over and shit. Kind of living life on the edge, trying to find myself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm Jix from West Palm Beach, currently a law student in 24. And I'm damn near an attorney. Yeah.
Let's girl for all your what kind of thing? Real estate, right?
I'm sorry, say it again.
So what kind of attorney you're going to be?
Real estate and criminal defense.
All right.
Let's hire your girl. Any expense. So I'm not going to lie, I'm excited. This is like a all-female panel today. Bless you. Bless y'all. Whoever that was.
Thank you.
I'm glad we have like an all-female panel today. I kind of want to, you know, talk about some lady things. And to be honest, like my first thing, I know I'm kind of going in dead strong. My question is, when did y'all start watching porn?
Personally, I started watching porn, and if I'm not mistaken, I was in eighth grade. It started off on some wild shit. Like, I think somebody showed me a video of like this girl. She was, you know what? I don't think I want to get into all those details. But eighth grade.
Period.
But it wasn't questions. Okay. So it was like on some real wild shit. I wasn't watching it for like self pleasure. I was just watching it because I don't know. I was a little weird back then. But it was this one video of this girl. She was like, this guy, he was making her gag or choke on his dick, but she started throwing up, and then he started making her eat up the throw up. Then made her suck his dick
again. I
know
what video you're talking about.
That shit was crazy. I don't know. I just used to watch like little weird shit like that.
I had a baby, so I ain't even gonna say shit else.
But I started watching porn for my pleasure. I'm gonna say by the end of eighth grade, ninth grade.
Oh my god.
Okay. You started in eighth grade and you ended eighth grade with it for your pleasure. Got it. Mm-hmm. What about you, Tate?
Well, I got introduced to porn by a friend of mine, a family friend, actually. Y'all all know the. It was quite disturbing, you know, because I never witnessed such vulgar acts. But, I mean, shit, she showed me, you know, shit, her version of it in real life. And shit, after that, it was I fuck with the pornography. Well,
for me, I'm going to say I was exposed to it at a very young age. I remember being over one of my aunt's house, and I think we were having like a sleepover. I think it was like the weekend, and we like had ordered pizza and all this stuff. And she was like, okay, we're going to have a sleepover downstairs. So she moved all her furniture like to the back of the living room, and she had us like get on our sleeping bags and we were going to go to sleep. And I remember her being on the phone with her cousin who like lived up the street. And this is back in the day when you had to pay for it, like prepay for it. You had to pay for it, and then like in an hour and or 2 hours from now, then it would play. But she ended up putting us to sleep, me and my cousins, and we fell asleep or whatever. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I was the only one that woke up. I think I had to pee, and I looked at the damn TV, and it's three people on a boat in the middle of the damn lake just going to town. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? So I went to the bathroom, and then because, you know, I'm young, like my mind, I was probably like 10 or 11. I can't remember. But my mind, I'm like, what is this? So I knew it was wrong, but I didn't know it was that wrong. So like I got up, got the remote, and I turned it all the way down so my auntie wouldn't wake up. And I sat there and I watched it. And I want to say maybe 30 minutes or an hour later, she ended up waking up. And she was like, oh, shit, where's the remote? Where's the remote? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And I had it. So she was like. And I had it. And, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I hope my mom don't listen to this episode. But definitely after that, when I say for sure, I became addicted to watching porn. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was about. I didn't even get any stimulation from it. I was just addicted to watching it. And I remember specifically, like, my mom, like, us having, like, Comcast. I can't remember what it was called back then. But I remember ordering porn through her fucking, like, on demand.
Oh, my God.
And I literally just spit my water out.
When the bill came back, she was like, I'm gonna beat your ass. You never watch it before. And I was like, I don't know who did that. It wasn't me. Like, yeah, but it was me. I'm sorry.
Lying.
I hope you didn't. I hope you don't listen. But anyway, yeah, I was young. And yeah. That's when I started watching.
Well, that's for me. I'm pretty sure I was introduced to it. My mom, she had this computer, and I used to be on the computer, like, just all the time, like, just, like, you know, playing solitary, things like that, you know, just going through things on the computer. And I came across a video on the computer of, you know, a woman getting her pussy ate. And I was like, Mom, what is this? And she was like, oh my gosh, turn that off. And I was just like, okay. And that's like, that was probably the first time that I ever seen it. But I didn't get into it for self-pleasure until I was an adult, literally. So.
Okay, I'll say for me, I also, you know, discovered porn at a very young age. I don't know what age it really was. I don't know what grade I was in. I was just, at a cousin house who, you know, their mama was never really around. So they was really showing me stuff like that. And naturally, I just never really liked it at first because I guess I was just seeing, you know, heterosexual until I discovered lesbian porn. And then I was like, wow, okay. shit change around here. Oops.
That's porn. Wait. What's y'all favorite type of porn? So your favorite type is it still lesbian porn?
Or was it porn? It's funny because it used to be. That used to be the only thing that worked for me.
That's what.
Yeah, like, that used to be the only thing that worked for me. But
it just was fucking for real.
Oh, oh Lord. I feel like now if I was to try to watch lesbian, like, it don't do anything for me at all. Like, it's like but it doesn't move me.
Can't relate. I love lesbian porn for some strange reason.
So my favorite porn, my favorite category that I like to go to is like my go-to when I'm, you know, whatever. Is big dick porn? Don't ask me.
Wait. Speak up, please.
I have a question.
No, I need to hear what she said, bitch.
Okay.
Big dick porn.
Huge pop. You like?
Okay.
See.
But wait, before we change, or everybody get a go around or whatever.
Go ahead.
So you say you like big cock. Do you type in like BBC or do you look like big black cock. Dick?
She said cock. That means she
oh, cock. Light. Oh, I'm sorry. Gotcha. Pink meat. Turn blue when they horny. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah. So,
to be honest.
What's your favorite kind?
Well, my favorite kind, I know, hold on, let's do that question again.
Jinx?
Let's do that question again, because the bitch just called me Janisha.
Oh.
So ask me again.
Niche or Jai? Sorry.
Is Jinx.
You don't see my stage name, bitch.
Oh my God, I'm drinking, bitch. Damn.
Okay, regardless, my favorite porn used to be lesbian porn, even though I don't like bitches, but I can appreciate. I'm really not, but I can appreciate a woman. But now I just like to see bitches riding dick. I like to see bitches riding dick, and I like to, you know, see bitches like riding niggas' face. That's what I like.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not into lesbian shit. Never been, but there is this one fucking video on Twitter that I can't stop watching. Where is this guy, like, he's fucking a girl in her ass, and then the girl is down there, and she's eating her pussy at the same time. And that shit takes me somewhere. I don't know why. Yes, I fucking love that video. Like, I don't know if it's just the sound of her eating her pussy. I don't know what it is, but... Anyway.
Currently, I've been hooked on... something similar. I like more than just a couple, you know, maybe a throuple. Preferably a threesome, you know, two women and a man. But I've just been opened up to DP, which I've never done personally.
Definitely.
I've never done it personally, but the porn, oh my fucking God.
Wait, what is DP? Death penalty? What is that? Double penetration. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I live for it.
Yeah. So, wait. Okay, so y'all said it didn't do nothing for y'all back then, but then when y'all got a little bit older, a little bit more seasoned, y'all started using
it. When you're introduced to porn, like, it's usually, you know, at a younger age, and you usually don't even know what to do with your body, you know, necessarily to even enjoy sex or even enjoy pleasure, because nobody ever fucking taught you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after a while, you know, shit, it's hitting now.
I like that little tingly feeling that it used to give me.
Oh my gosh, I do love a good threesome, but I'm more of a two guys one girl, but not two guys doing anything to each other. I mean, like, I guess you can call it a gangbang.
I'm like, shit, that. Like, I seen this one video. Not gonna lie, that shit really turned me on.
Mm-hmm.
A girl, she was getting fucked by a nigga, and then another nigga, he was like sucking her clit, and oh my God.
Yeah, I love a good beautiful. Two man on one girl. I love a good two man on one girl, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And so I know for me, like, after a while, obviously, like, when I got older and started being interested in, like, sex and shit like that, I started actually using porn to, like, teach me so I could learn. And really, it was really for me to learn how to give head, to be honest. Like, that's, I feel like that's what taught me the most. Have y'all ever used it to help you, like, learn how to do something, or only for practice?
Of course, sure did. Right before a nice little session when I, you know, first got in the hunching for real. Definitely how to suck dick, how to ride dick, how to go in. Yeah, sure did.
I never used it for pointers, honestly. Like, I really, for a while, I really watched it because I'm like, this is very interesting. But I never used it to be like, oh yeah, bitch, I'm about to learn how to suck dick for real. It was never that. Really.
Nah, I don't need no tips from no fake ass porn.
Fake ass porn, yeah, it's fake.
Sorry, baby, but I got this. Trust.
You will be dealt with.
You heard.
That's true. So do y'all have a favorite?
Can I get a list?
Favorite porn star? I have my top five.
Okay.
Wow. This bitch got five.
Okay. I like you.
Okay, so first up is Kira Noir. She's
that fit. Love that bitch.
She's fit. Oh, she love her. I did for her. And then my second one is the Blackout ABC man. I don't know if y'all know him. Oh my god. The man with the ABC on his legs. Y'all ain't watching if y'all don't know who he is.
Oh, is he light skinned?
He's white, but he got.
Oh, he's white.
He got that. He be putting them bitches down. Yeah.
Okay.
I just give three. And my third one is Riley Reed. I like her because, like, kind of like Kira, she gonna take that dick. But white girl gets down. When I say white girl gets down, white girl gets down. I ain't never seen no shit like that before. And honestly, I'm a fan.
Well, who next on your list?
On my list?
You said five. You said you have five. That was three or four.
Yeah, so there's this black girl named Sarah Banks. I live. She got, like, the way her pussy grip, no matter the size, like.
That's the one who loves anal?
I don't really watch her anal videos. But she probably do. She a freaky hoe. But the way her pussy grip.
Oh, God. She's tiny, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know who I'm talking about?
Maybe.
Nasty bitch. Danny D, obviously, because he got the D. And I just love it when, like, niggas be, you know, like, beating bitches, like, pummeling pussy. Like,
art. Oh, you like the white men.
I like all men. I don't like black men because they try to hurt me.
Yeah.
I feel like sexually, you know, they have, you know, a lot more meat to work with and
anger.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
The white men, you know, they ain't got too much power, just enough, you know, just enough to put the work in. A nigga. Black and blue.
Sage, what about you? Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite porn star? What's your favorite porn star?
My favorite porn star? Oh, I don't really have one. I'll say the one that stick out in my head when you first ask it, though, just off of just my memory. And her name is, like, Abella. She's, like, she do mostly lesbian. She do, you know, but she mostly do lesbian porn. She like a white girl. She very aggressive. I like that. Okay. Yeah, I like that. That's like my favorite porn. So I don't know his name. What was that?
I think I've seen some of her films before.
Yeah, I feel like the porn I be watching, it just be more so like massages or like it's like teasing. Like, I like teasing. I don't really like the actual penetration.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh. I like the teasing things.
Okay. I went through a phase like that too.
I did too.
Where I'm like, I want to see a bitch get massaged down.
Yes, love them hunching videos like to this day. Kinks, like the praise kinks, like stuff like that. That's what I like. Like talking more than actual.
I like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to hear shit.
I need to. Tell me everything right here in this
interview. Yeah, me listening to it intensifies it a little bit more for me. Like, it makes it, just me hearing the sounds, it makes me tingle more.
I don't like the sound. I literally, no volume, please. Thank you. That's me. Turn it the fuck off.
That's how I used to be, but now I need the sound, because without the sound, it just takes me longer to get my rocks off without the sound.
And it's, you know what? Okay. I don't care for the sound of the moaning and for the talking, but the sound of like the wetness and the lifting, and yeah, the slapping.
Exactly.
Like,
I mean, I do like talking like during sex. Like, I love it when a man talk to me. Like,
oh yeah, for sure. I love that. Don't be quiet. But I'm saying, like, more specifically with porn. Like, I don't want to hear no going back and forth. I don't like the whole role playing during like porn.
It depends on how much of like good actors they are to me.
That's true. You know what? I did used to, like, when I was young. Okay, obviously I was young when I first started watching. But after that, I remember, I forgot what it, I think they were called flicks. I don't remember what they were called. But at nighttime, I think, like, after 11 or 12, this movie used to come on HBO or something. I can't remember.
And, like the ones our parents used to have.
Yes. And they would, like, be on there. Their titties would be out, but you wouldn't see the actual parts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was on real cable. Like, what? Why would they put that on cable? Why? And I had to turn it all the way down. And I think that's kind of why I'm, like, not really into listening to it, because I was younger, I had to listen to it with it down, because I didn't want, you know, nobody coming in like, what the hell is that? What you watching? But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. London, who is your favorite porn star?
I gotta go with Sage the Flame. She don't go by a porn star. She prefer a porn performer. Okay. I love it for some reason. But she, I don't know, her sex just come real natural. Like, give me passionate vibes, kind of, like, mm-hmm. real intimate, the way her foreplay is. She got, her foreplay is a motherfucker, male and female. She do both male and female. That shit just, I don't know, raw and authentic. It just, I don't know, it's a vibe. It be intense but sexy at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it don't seem forced. It just seems natural. Like, I thought 10 out of 10.
You can tell everybody's, like, sex style based off the way y'all speaking.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm going to say...
Crazy.
I'm not going to say that I have a favorite, but I will say that, I don't... sorry. I just don't get the... like, all the fucking, like, I guess, like, attention or whatever the fuck they were trying to give Superhead back in the day. Because I don't, obviously, you don't care about her now that much. But, like, all the rappers that had her basically, like, in, you know, their songs, like, talking about Corinne, better than Corinne with the head or whatever. Like, to me, it's like, girl, I didn't see no videos. And I'm not going to say it's trash, because on some of them she did have, like, niggas running from it. But, like, bitch, that was mediocre. Like, what the fuck? And it really makes me think, like, do y'all really think this is super? Like, what? I'm confused. So, for me, I don't have a favorite. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I've kind of been getting into Jason Love. He's definitely a big.
Easy.
Yeah,
most definitely.
I can't get into him for real, because he fuck a lot of white girls, and I don't like white people porn.
But he did say, in an interview, a lot of his contracts are for white girls. So it's not that he prefers that, it's just that that's what they ask him to do. So at the end of the day, he's on me. But yeah.
I don't like how he look.
Really? What you think? You think he's a little zesty?
Who you talking to? I just don't like how he look, and I'm talking about like face wise. Like I can't get into it.
Box head ass.
Okay, y'all gonna get off that big thing, Poppy, because I like the way it looks. But anyway, oh, I love pretty penises. I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't like them to be all ugly. I don't, and me also personally, I don't like uncircumcised dicks. Preferably,
I can't relate.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it as long as they clean.
Okay, I don't mind it if they're clean either. I won't say that. I won't say that I don't like them, but I've had a bad.
And experience. You know what? They be having the biggest dicks.
They do.
Woo!
They
do.
They do be big. But
Sam, you gotta speak up, boo.
Literally, that sounds
good. They do be big, but at the end of the day, like, just stay clean, because I've had a bad experience. That's why I say that.
I never knew dick could get stank until, like, one time. Oh, my God. This is really why I don't fuck with niggas, for real. This nigga had a stanky dick. Like, how was your dick stanky? I just couldn't believe it. Like, what the fuck? Like, ew.
Okay, he probably has something. Shit. The fuck? Ugh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it just smelled like sweaty, like stinky, like musk.
Ew. So would y'all sleep with a porn star?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sage the Flame. Hell yeah. That's about it. Though.
Preferably female.
Preferably female, yeah.
Probably.
Mm. Would y'all do OF?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
That shit gets shared so much.
Girl.
Like, literally, one person pays to get in, and they're going to send your shit around to all these other... No, hell no.
Not even...
Okay. It is fuck.
It's not secure. I've seen, like, people's fathers, like, being caught buying their shit. Like, I would never want to even put myself in that predicament. Bitch, what the fuck?
I feel like it's just not secure enough. No. Like, it's not.
You don't have no control over your content. You don't have no control over who sees it. Like, no.
So, I have a confession.
Bitch, send me the link.
I have a confession.
Real shit.
I have a confession. I support it. I am considering getting into OL. But
you gotta speak up.
I am considering getting into OF, and really the reason behind it though is because if a lot of people are, you know, on my page and my inbox, like, I feel like, why not kind of like capitalize off of it make it to where it's for Little Mix, and I don't have to be, you know,
you don't even have to be the face of it, really
crazy. But really, I could be on there doing my thing, doing what I do for Little Mix, doing my drinks or whatever, but dress like a bottle girl. Like, let me dress a little, you know, but it don't have to be me doing no extra shit. So I've been kind of considering it.
I like that.
Yeah. It's a thought. We'll see what happens.
Because your videos already give sex appeal. So why the fuck not?
Mm-hmm.
Dress it up and make it real for them.
Literally.
Yeah, kind of give them a little bit more of a, I guess, their fantasy. Let them see more of their fantasies. So, have y'all ever watched gay porn before?
I have.
No.
When you say gay porn, do you
mean? Please don't say
okay, you never watched gay porn. I guess gay and lesbian before. Different. Don't I've definitely watched never... gay porn before. I'll never forget this one video. I think I was in like high school, just casual. I just be casually scrolling on porn, literally just casually watching random shit. I ran across this video, these two basketball players.
Oh my God.
Thinking they finna run a train.
My shit. Teammates.
They fucked the shit out of each other.
Oh.
And God, I hit him one leg up on the staircase. That shit was crazy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. First of all, I just want to let y'all know that Jix is not being completely honest. Talking about she don't like gay porn. She just sent me a whole video with two men. Okay? two men. Oh, and it was truly disturbing. I ain't gonna lie. I'm okay with it. Whatever blows your boat. I don't judge people. My best friend
is literally judging right now.
No, listen. My best friend is gay. I don't judge, but what I'm saying is I'm not watching no fucking gay porn, man.
I'm not watching no gay porn.
It's okay.
Babe, chill.
It's okay.
Listen. It was literally a clip that I seen on Twitter from these shows. Like, I'd be watching Now This TV,
yeah.
And it was a dude from Now This TV, and I was just like, this is crazy. Because how did that even happen, for real? But I don't watch, y'all. No.
I be looking, bitch. I be looking I put that whole dick in his ass. Cause
no, listen.
You ever notice that gay niggas got big ass dicks?
Yeah.
They do. And I don't understand. Like, when I tell you the video she sent me, the video she sent me, the man jumped in his arms and immediately went to town. He went to town
Oh my God. Is he talking about Alex?
No, CJ. CJ.
CJ, whatever his name is.
Oh, CJ.
That was the craziest shit. First of all, they're in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere, outside.
Outside, he jumps up on this man and just put his asshole right on
the ground. Man, you can't put no dick in no pussy. Like,
no lube, no slut.
Like, there was nothing. Like, it was just, it was
nothing. I'm sure it was lube. We probably just couldn't see it.
Dude.
Ain't no way it went in like that.
Of course it went in like,
man,
that.
It was too easy, and then he immediately went to town. Exactly.
He was pounding, and the boy was just taking it, like,
taking it.
In my ass, I'm gonna fall out.
I mean, clearly he's used to it.
I'll be screaming down.
What the fuck?
I want to think about it.
Right. Yeah, I do. I have watched gay porn before, and once I've actually, like, it was like at first I thought it was like a gang, like Tutu said, like a train, or they was gonna, like, you know, do they shit on this girl, because, you know, I'm into that shit. Bitch. They were about to train their uniforms, going ham on each other, bitch.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So weird.
One, like, thing I will say. Mm-hmm. Wait, somebody talking?
Yeah, Puda.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Sam, sorry.
No, I was going to say, one thing I will say, though, I may not I don't gonna say don't like, I'm just saying that's just not what I click on gay porn,
mm-hmm.
but it's just something about when it's, like, on, like, certain TV shows, when it's, like, somebody that's, like, in Spain or somewhere like that, they just make it look so good.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, they make it look very good, but, like, I feel like on porn, I don't know, I feel like everything, like, on porn websites are just too exaggerated, too dramatic, like, too fake. Like, I can't really enjoy it.
That's why I love Twitter porn.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
Porn, I will go on Twitter and watch porn before I go, like, and search. And
I can't find it anymore.
Well, send me some sites, because every time I try to look for it, I can never
post it to X. I cannot find nothing good.
Oh, I'd be
saving X for X videos.
I'm talking about Twitter. They changed it to
Twitter. Is called X now. My bad.
Wait. I want to talk about toys in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. So, like, when y'all have a partner, are y'all using the sex toys with y'all partners?
I have before.
I have once, but it wasn't all that.
Oh, baby, they wasn't doing their job.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Me and my husband definitely get down.
A toy with
we them. Don't play.
Hmm. Yeah, for me, I don't need it every time, because obviously when the man is doing his job, you don't really need it. Mm-hmm. But there are also times, though, when I'm like, I need an extra kick. Like, I don't really like using it. Like, for example, if I'm drinking, because it takes me, like, way too long to fucking come when I'm drinking. Like, I don't know why, but it takes forever. It'll take, like, bro, I can't.
I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that when it comes to drinking. Like, I definitely agree.
I've never tried it while I was drinking, but, like, in general, I mean, I don't do it all the time, but it's just, like, certain times where, you know, we'll use it, but it's not something that happens constantly, though.
Yeah, I feel like I'm definitely a hand girl. I feel like if anything, it's like me being in a long distance relationship right now. Mm-hmm. Of course, on camera, yeah, I may use, you know, a few things.
DJ, but... won't you play this girl a love song?
Yeah, you know what's
crazy? In person, nah.
Nah. I don't really, I don't know. For some reason now, I'm kind of like germaphobe, so I don't even like, I don't do no handshake. Like, I don't know. Not no more. Not anymore. So for me, because my favorite porn is Big Dick, how do y'all feel? Like, does size matter to y'all?
100%. Honestly?
Yeah. Absolutely. Talk. Absolutely. 100%. Hands down. Don't come lacking. Or you're going to be sitting packing. It's...
I ain't going to lie. I don't really care for size no more. Like, I've had the huge dicks it's the motion.
I just recently, well, not recently, but, you know, before I tried doing the right thing, dating, you know, within my community. And when I say this man was the smallest.
Oh!
Well, not the smallest. I ain't even going to do him like that. He was not, you know, I'm thinking it's a beautiful black king. You know, I'm expecting to get my shit. The crackers, I'm fucking, man, what? That shit was boo-boo as fuck.
European men do tend to have large penises. Well, I'm going to call them cocks because they're European. European men tend to have larger cocks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never seen it.
But you never probably seen one.
The one
white one that I have seen was definitely on the highest, like on the higher up.
Mr. Gunter. Yeah, they big. Them boys got that meat, that ham.
They got that thing. They got that wood.
Hispanics do too. I ain't gonna lie. Well, not all Hispanics.
I wouldn't know.
Not all of them.
Nah, not all of them.
Because I've seen one where he was literally the size of my
white boy. He's got the Spanish boys beat.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I don't know. Puerto Ricans, though.
No. I mean, the Puerto Rican I had. Yeah. He definitely got that hammer.
They nice. Yeah, I don't know about that one. So when it comes to with the size, like, how are y'all with anal? Are y'all cool with anal, or y'all ain't doing it?
I've tried it, and it's just, it just don't work out.
What doesn't work out?
Did she say, how do I feel about anal, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't work out for me.
I've definitely.
Johnny should love it.
No, the fuck. I don't. I really don't. I definitely tried
it. Loves it.
I don't. I tried it a few times, and recently I've just come to the decision, like the conclusion, that it's just not my thing. That shit hurts, and I don't know how people do it like all the time. I don't know how people really be doing it, because I started, and then I'm like, all right, nah, it's a little too much for me now.
But you girls be getting them, they assholes stretched out.
I never want to know what my asshole looks like after a dick comes out of it. Like,
what if something comes out after, though? Like, aren't they worried about it?
I remember this girl telling me that she let her guy, like, you know, fuck her in the ass, and as soon as he took it out, it was shit all over it.
Oh, thank God I ain't never had that experience.
Well,
that
either.
She was squeezing her ass tight. She knew that shit was in there.
But you know, that's also why, like, gay men are more. They're better at it because they know they have to douche and they have to clean and they have to do all of that shit before
they know what to do.
Anal's just not my thing. Yeah, I'll probably never do that shit again.
I'm not into anal. I've tried it before, and I'm a pleaser, so like, if my husband. You know, every now and again, every blue moon, you know, maybe.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going to say, like, if he wants, you know, anal done on him.
Booty better buy the strap. I got one.
No ham, no turkey. Oh no, we not doing that. Like my man.
I fucked a man in the ass before for money. But
yo,
I did like it because y'all know I'm very dominant. Y'all know I'm a very manly type of bitch, and it was quite fun. You know, I like being a dominant type bitch.
That's one of my fantasies. Like I want to get paid. I want to get paid to fuck a man in the ass because, baby, I would never fuck my man in the ass. So I have no respect for you. But
boy, I would tear that ass up. Please. Oh, bring it here. Thank you.
That shit sounds scary as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Bitch, I get to be a man and I get to be in charge and I get to whoop you, beat you, whatever the fuck I want. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Hey, you can fuck a man in the ass and like also be jacking them off at the same time. Like, I want
to. Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Like, oh, leave me out of it. Leave me the fuck out of it.
Same. I might fuck around and throw up.
I would literally throw up on a nigga. Like, I would throw the fuck up on him.
No, again, I would do it if a man paid me to do it. I ain't doing it to my man. So do y'all feel like a man is suspect if he constantly, like, if he wants anal a lot?
Like, anal to you, like, or wants anal done to him?
Oh, my God. If this man, baby, can I put in your ass tonight? Baby, can I put in your ass tonight? Baby, can I? Baby, let me get over so I can put in your ass, baby. Like, if he's,
I feel like if somebody's desperate to keep fucking asking for something that you're not even offering, then yeah, that's a red flag. If you want to fuck ass, boy, go fuck ass. I got both. If you're not trying to do both, didn't get the fuck from around me. Thank you. I mean, if you want to take turns, then cool. Maybe. Bitch, you know, I'm not fucking ass.
I'm not. There's no way you about to have a big ass dick and think you about to stick that shit in my ass. Like, it'll never happen.
Nah, I need 10,000. Thank you.
It'll never fucking happen.
I just can't. I can't do it. Like, it hurts. It just hurts.
Yeah, I can't get past.
I cannot get past the feeling. I can never get comfortable with it. And like I said, recently I was just like, okay, it's not for me. And that's just that. Like, the idea sounds good, but in application, it's not good. I can't.
So how y'all feel about y'all partner like being a munch? Like, does he or she have to be a munch? Like, do you feel like you constantly need head, or is that not a deal breaker? Like, is that something you can live without in your relationship?
No,
it's definitely a deal breaker. It's definitely a deal breaker for me. And I told my husband that when me and him first started dating, because he did not do that. He was like, he never did that before. Like, he doesn't do that. And I was like, you know, I casually let him know, like, okay, well, I just want to let you know that maybe you are most likely not going to work out, because
that's a requirement. Like, we're not going to work out if you're not doing that. And he got with the program because now he's my husband. So
I've had a dream.
How many times to eat that pussy a week?
17.
Wow. Yeah. Trying to get like you, my boy.
I've had a Jamaican try to tell me, like, oh, I don't do that. Like, I'm sorry. Who?
I don't follow niggas, period. Thank you.
So have y'all ever had bad head before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Men give horrible vaginal sex. Like, if you ever had a woman please you, and then a man try to come around and do that shit. Oh, wow. Like, I literally had to pick a nigga head up, like, babe, just come up here.
I'm dead. Leave it.
What are you doing? Bitch, you're turning me off. Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, when Lola Brooks said she needed a rough neck nigga with a tongue. Mm-hmm.
I don't think she meant what that nigga was doing. That shit was crazy. Because why I feel like a carpet is rubbing up against
my... Oh, my God.
Ain't no hat down there. Relax, relax. Then you trying to go.
Y'all,
you're hurting me.
I've had someone bite my clit before. Oh. When he bit, he bit down. He bit the clit down. When I tell you, I went to the doctor because my shit was swollen for like a week.
Holy
shit. And I was like, is this normal? Am I okay? Do I have something? Like, I'm confused.
Oh my.
And they were like, no, you're fine. Just try to be more gentle next time. Excuse me?
Oh my God. Man.
Never. Never.
Never. Yeah, I've definitely, my very first time getting hit, it was probably the worst experience ever. And the dude, he was like,
drop the initial, drop the initial. Hold on. Is it number three or number four? Alphabetical.
Four. Okay. And like he was like, he was actually a very experienced guy, like very experienced. But I'm like, I could not tell. Because it was
everybody
like
else been lying to his ass.
Literally been lying to him, and I'm like, how are these bitches like ready to fight over you, and this what you bring to the table? Like, what the, like, it was just like, I was ready to get gone, bitch. Like, I gotta go. And that was that.
That's crazy. I'm not at this point in my life, I'm not accepting no bad head. I'm not accepting no head. Baby, if you want your dick sucked, you better come with some head. Cause who going out like that? I'm not.
Yep.
Sorry. Not happening. So I know we talked about, like, just going back, we talked about porn and, you know, the ages we start watching it and shit like that. What do y'all feel is an acceptable age to lose your virginity?
I'd say like
18.
I was going to say 16, 17.
I'd say between 16 and 18.
High school, like junior year.
High school. Yeah. Definitely high school age.
Yeah. It's normal. Most kids are fucking. So I was
literally
for that. So I'll accept it.
I want to say that men typically lose their virginity way like later than women do.
Really?
Because yeah. I don't know, niggas be losing their virginity at 12.
It depends. This is true. It's been a consensus where it's like half and half. I've met guys where they lost it later, and then I've met guys where they've lost it super early. But the ones that are super early are the ones who are being molested, the ones who are being hurt by their babies, the ones that are
healthy environments and shit.
Exactly. Those are different situations. Mm-hmm. But when you really don't have that environment at home.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's different. Yeah. That's different. But yeah.
I'm taking some virginities. And I was surprised, like, damn, nigga.
You said you taking eight?
I was talking about Sam.
That
much of a slut?
No, I'm talking about Sam. It sounded like she said that she took eight virginities.
One. And I will listen. I'll never be interested in that again. Never.
What was that like?
I don't like it. It made me feel like I'm the mama. The grandmama's
there. It made me feel that way. At first, I was interested because I was like, ooh. I want to be your first. Like, I felt that way.
Too.
Then, after the fact, you gave me 6 seconds. You gave me 2 minutes. Like, what?
Girl.
No.
Girl.
I've never done anything with a virgin. I actually told my mom before I ever had sex, like, I never want to have sex with a virgin. Like, I told her that I want somebody experienced for my first time because, bitch, neither one of us know what the fuck we doing. Like, I don't have time for that.
It would be an original experience, you know?
I don't need nothing original. I don't need
it. It ain't gonna be good the first time anyway, so.
Listen.
What are you talking about?
Come come prepared or don't come at all. I don't want nobody that's unprepared. So you don't want a
50-year-old man who's going to treat that pussy and beat that pussy?
I need somebody that's going to treat it and beat it. He ain't got to be 50, though, but he ain't going to be no virgin, either.
It ain't going to be no little-ass boy, neither.
That's a fact. That's a fact, too. I don't deal with men that are younger than me or my age. Girl, I can't do it.
What you just said, the worst experience of your life, number four. Okay.
Yeah, he was older than me.
Exactly. Bitch, way. Years.
Not way.
Two, three years. Bitch, way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to get, you know, somebody that was experienced. Nothing. He was experienced. And he, like, it just was trash. He
fucked other bitches. And they wanted to be number one. So they started fighting other bitches. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Bitch, you not even coming. You don't even know how to come. Have your pussy even felt that sensation? You fighting over a nigga who ain't even got a leg?
Bitch, you gotta cut that out.
You're like, I ain't drinking no more.
Fuck.
I'm chilling.
I just realized what she said.
Let me mute my mic.
Listen. Okay. Moving on. Moving on. I ain't never met a rat so good. Are y'all dick riders or no?
Oh yeah, I don't play. I get down.
I get down.
I don't call play the radio.
The DRM, dick riding machine. Thank you.
Ooh. What Cardi B say? I don't ride on my knees, but I ride on my toes.
I prefer reverse cowboy. You know, I'm not that tall, so if we in bed, I can get a nice little, grip, hold on to their legs, and just, you know.
I like reverse because my shit move like water.
Ooh. I really like it so they can see the grip. From the back. Thank you.
Okay, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I know Kiara G said that she's a dominant.
I enjoy being dominant. Okay. I'm very submissive. I'm a very classy girl.
Okay.
Very much wifey.
So in the bedroom, are y'all more on the submissive or dominant side? I'm submissive.
I'm submissive for sure.
I'm definitely both.
I'm a pleaser.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely both. Like, I go either way. It just depends on how I'm feeling.
Okay, only thing I'm dominant at is sucking dick. Nothing else, baby. Nothing else. That's it. Yeah, I'm going, baby. I'm staring at your soul, okay? But, yeah, that's it. So, are y'all into, like, role play and shit like that?
Yeah.
No, man. I guess.
I'm not into it.
You mean,
he's going to act like a pirate and I'm going to act like... somebody that he's stealing from, like,
no, I mean, y'all getting dressed up, y'all going to a bar, y'all never met, meeting up at a hotel, fucking each other brains out, like,
yes, okay. So, when we're talking about that kind of role play, absolutely, I've done that where I've went to a club before, and my husband, he went to the club too, but he didn't go in with me, and we sat completely separate from each other. Like, it was a thing. It was a thing. I love it.
Okay. Oh. So how long do y'all think sex should last?
It depends on how many rounds you can go. But I would typically say...
Shit, until I come.
Maybe 15 minutes, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say 15, too.
I'm around. I love me some rounds, y'all. I'm not going to lie. I like both, to be honest, because if I get a good, strong 20, 25, 30 minutes, like, and you, like, going crazy, I'm going to be knocked out afterwards. But if I could get rounds where it's the first round, 2 minutes, the second round, fucking, it's going to take longer to get the nut back up. But if we going rounds, like, back to, yeah, not back to back, but you know what I mean. I'm a rounds kind of person.
I'm not really, like, that much into sex anymore. Because y'all know I used to be,
Why are you on this episode, bitch? What the fuck?
What you mean? I enjoy sex. I do.
I'm just saying, I'm not like you said, I'm not like a rounds girl. When I was 19, bitch, I was dating a 51-year-old and he fucked me at least 37 times a day.
Oh my God. Lord.
Yeah. So shit. I'm not really like, oh, well, okay. Yeah, like, fuck all day. Oh my God. No, bitch. My pussy is, you beat it up. Yeah. Done. Thank you. Ooh. I mean, she's good, you know, but bitch, I don't want to do that all day. Bitch, take me out somewhere. Let's go. Bitch, let's paint.
So I'm not gonna lie.
No, thank you.
One of my fantasies, like, is to go to a swingers club, because I don't think they call them sex clubs anymore.
Oh, they're not really that fun.
Same.
Really?
No, most of the people are.
Don't tell me about your experience yet. Let me tell you my fantasy. Don't fuck up my fantasy.
Do it. Okay? Do it. Well, you're in a different city, so it might be.
This is true. I'm in Orlando, but I want to go to a swingers club, swingers party, and I'm a voyeur. Like, y'all, this guy, Dom, like, he literally, like, kind of like brought me into this new kind of like. He sent me this thing one day where it was like a quiz where you're supposed to like figure out like if you're a sub or how sub you are and how dominant you are and shit like that. And I was completely
somebody smoking outside.
Submissive. Like, I'm a sub, but it also told me that I was a voyeur, which I knew that because I like to, one, I used to love to watch porn. Me, I'm not really into porn as much anymore, but I love to watch. So I would love to go to a swingers club and watch people get down. I ain't fucking nobody because I don't get down like that. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely watch. And if I brought my man with me, oh yeah, we can fuck there and y'all can watch us. Like, I'm cool with being watched, but, and I'm cool with watching, but I'm not about to fuck no random person. Yeah, that's one of my thoughts. But go ahead, Kiara. You said they're not fun. Go ahead.
When I was engaged, me and my fiance, you know, probably like our second year of engagement, we went to a swinger club. Mm-hmm. And it was really boo-boo as fuck. We paid lots of money. You know, we paid like the cover fee and all this shit. And then we paid for like the membership because we thinking like, bitch, we, you know, we nasty. We finna be in here. Bitch, we walk in. Everybody older than his daddy.
Oh. What the fuck? That's disturbing.
It was sick. Like, I was at least, I wasn't really so much so expecting, like, younger guys. Like, I'm at least expecting, you know, like, older dudes. But at least we're hotter, you know, hotter younger women. You know? Mm. Like us, you know? No. Bitch, all old pussy everywhere.
Oh my God.
Let me get up out of here.
Gray, not the gray hair. Not the gray hair pussy.
I would never.
Not so have y'all, old pussy. So when you were there, were they doing orgies and shit like that?
We walked into the first room. We didn't really make it into the back rooms, but the first room, like, people were just making out, you know, having conversation, filling up on each other. Couple titties.
What the hell is there to talk about?
Couple titties out. I mean, you know, some people you got to get to know.
I'm joking.
Or you just fucking put your dick in and stick your tongue in. But yeah, that was not my vibe.
So have y'all ever had sex on the first date?
Yes.
Yes.
Every time.
I don't play. Every time.
You said me not.
They love me.
Yeah, but not every time.
Yeah, it's not every time for me, but I've definitely done it.
Joke, bitches.
I'm not mad at you, though. Honestly.
Don't be a bitch. I get paid for what I do. Thank you.
I think, like, for example, if you've known that person for a little bit, let's say he didn't, like, obviously that's the first date, but let's say y'all met, he got your number, and y'all been talking on the phone or just FaceTiming or whatever for the longest, let's say for 3, 6, 7 months, however long it's been, and then he finally take you on a date. Type shit. Let's say because work or he stay an hour, 2 hours away. I don't even know the scenario. But the scenario is y'all been on the phone kind of like building a connection and then y'all go on that first date and end up fucking. Like, I feel like because you know them, is more acceptable, it's cool type shit, but I don't know. That's just me. But anywho, how often do y'all think you should be having sex? Or how often do y'all fuck?
I'm not fucking.
Okay, so when you got a link or whatever, how often do y'all fuck?
Sometimes like maybe 3 days in a row, and then might take a break, and then go like all day the next day. But it definitely don't have to be, for me, it don't have to be every day. Like, we ain't gotta have sex every day.
Yeah, I need like at least 2 times a week, at least.
I mean, like, if I'm in a relationship, I'd say like 3 to 4 times a week for sure. But how long I've been here? I got flew out. We only had sex like once. I've been here for almost like 4 days. I like the mood chill. Well, this question really isn't for me, y'all. So,
listen, I feel like if you're in a relationship and you don't live with the person, a good 4 times a week, that sounds pretty decent, right? 3 to 4 times a week is decent.
Yeah, that's normal.
You live with the person and y'all, like, you know, obviously things get in the way, jobs, kids, school, shit like that. But are we doing something every day?
That's for sure.
Like,
for sure.
I mean, like, the first time, like, the first couple of, like, months you with somebody, like, it's going to be, you know, that's why they call it the honeymoon phase. Like,
nah, but see, my honeymoon phase don't end, baby.
It's what?
My honeymoon phases don't end. I don't believe in that. Like,
me either. But I'm just saying, you know, that's like what they say, like, in the beginning, the sex is always going to be great.
Yeah. But I just, my sex drive is just very high. So I can't, to me, it's like, even if, shit, you tired, shit, I'm about to do something. Because at the end of the day, that makes me horny from pleasuring you. So it's like, I don't know. That's just me. Where's the craziest place y'all ever had sex?
The woods.
Oh.
I knew she was going to say that.
Well, let me think about it.
On the floor in front of my uncle while he was asleep.
I would say on the beach in broad daylight, lots of people, holiday weekend. I was like 14, fucking on my BD. Period.
Ooh,
right down the channel, right down the channel, right in front of everybody.
The beach sounds scary because I don't want no sand getting in my
shit. Oh, baby, we was in the chair. I've also had sex at the beach. Oh, my God. I've also had sex at the beach pretty blacked out. It was like 3 a.m. I lost my bottoms. We were in the ocean. Like, I don't even know what happened. Pussy salty. Bitch. Crazy.
Oh, I would die.
I was drunk as fuck, so...
Oh my God, y'all. I bust this pussy open in the islands of Waikiki, literally.
I've done that. But, like, craziest place? I guess I fucked in the hospital. You know, when supposed to. I don't know. I feel like I fucked a lot of places. Pretty much anywhere you can think of, honestly. Except, like, my mom's bed. For real.
London, what's so funny?
She did that. Oh, hell no.
I never did that.
Hell no, I ain't never did that, man. My mom, that's crazy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Y'all read the comments.
Wait.
That's fucking bad. Oh, Lord.
This bitch is nice.
Look, y'all bitches bold. Nisha, what about you?
As in, like, in my parents' bed or craziest place?
Craziest place. Yeah, have you fucked in your mom's bed?
No, babe. I don't really have any crazy places. I'd definitely say probably the craziest place just had to. It was probably just, you know, in the movie bathroom. That's it. Nothing too crazy.
That's slutty.
Yeah, it was like it was in the bathroom at the movies, whatever. That was it.
No, but say it.
Say what?
I'm talking about the comment that was just dropped. That's like
school.
Big step of shit.
All over school, teacher's lounge.
The teacher
you with your chest. You bitch, stay with your chest.
I have to go. What?
Computer, you know, when you pull the bleachers out in the gym and it's like a door that you could go in and go behind the bleachers type shit when the bleachers be let out.
Oh, so but you couldn't wait. You couldn't even wait to get home. You like, we gotta do this now.
It wasn't even me.
But you was down.
Well, my hand was forced.
Let's talk about body count. What do y'all feel is too high for a body count?
What'd you say?
Body count. What's too high?
Oh shit. Look, don't ask me.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I'll say this. Jada Chavez, whatever her name is.
Uh-huh.
Last week sometime, she had got on live, I think, and she had made this video and she stated anything under 3 minutes doesn't count. And sex without a condom doesn't count.
And sex without what?
Sex without a condom. Sorry, sex with a condom doesn't count.
Oh, well, shit, that still ain't helping.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, sex is sex. I didn't really fuck with her little comment.
Yeah,
penetration with is penetration, no matter like how long it lasts.
No condom, baby, you got fucked.
Short stabbing the night, right?
Like
you bust that pussy open.
He still came in that pussy.
Literally, yeah. a nigga can still say he got some pussy.
Literally, like I don't know. Ooh. I don't think there's really no such thing. I mean, shit. I mean, bitches do be having a lot of bodies. I mean, I'm pretty close to having too many. But I'm still pretty low. I'm still pretty low, so
I don't know. I don't think for me. I don't think body count matters. Like I really,
it doesn't matter to me at all.
It doesn't matter because it's like, yeah, bitch. I know you're fucking like.
Do y'all think it reset after you have a baby? Because like your pussy kind of like contracts back down, like completely down to like nothing.
No, you still got fucked.
Oh no.
No, honestly, I think it resets because if you ask me now, I haven't had sex with nobody other than my husband, like ever. Yeah. Like I was a virgin when I met him, and that's just that. And can't nobody tell me different.
I mean, the vagina is a muscle, guys. Like, let's be real. Some bitches work their pussy out, like porn stars.
Y'all got to do Kegels, baby.
You know. So they pussy.
My favorite exercise is when I'm pissing.
Oh.
I do that shit when I listen to music. Catch the beat.
Wait, am I the only person that don't know what Kegels are?
Oh, my you can't exercise your puss. Make it jump.
You squeeze.
You know how boys do their dick jump.
Oh, that's what Kegels are?
Squeeze your pussy.
Like squeeze it, like make it clap on the inside.
Oh, okay. Well, then I've done Kegels on a dick.
Ooh. Oh, period. Niggas go crazy with that.
My favorite personally is like, I don't want to say personally, not personally, because people be taking shit personal. But I like making videos showing me doing the Kegel while the
like
super
wet. Yeah.
I've never even thought about about that. This bitch is on some.
And me either. not you, man. Look, not you, man.
Y'all, okay. Everybody has a video. So y'all never seen a video where she's like making it like closed. And then, yeah.
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 It be looking like a booty hole.
Wow.
Have y'all ever had a threesome before?
What you said?
Have y'all ever had a threesome before? Felix, I know you said that you would rather have a threesome with two men and you.
Yeah.
Here, I would assume you had a threesome with you and another man and a woman.
I've had threesomes with women and men and all women and yeah, but never two men.
Okay. Shit, I don't know. Sis, that video, the favorite video of mine on Twitter right now with the girl getting her shit like ate out and her getting fucked in the ass. I don't want to get fucked in the ass, but now I'm kind of like here, like, it's not even that I want a threesome, but I kind of want to like have sex while somebody eating my shit at the same time. Like, I don't know. That video. Well,
hey, that's what I fantasize about real hard.
Yeah, that video got me. Like, damn.
I mean, clearly, you guys haven't really been in that situation before. While getting fucked and having someone else like trying to suck on you and your clit, unless you have a really, really, really meaty clit. London Bridge, you can't.
Oh my god!
I mean, I'm just saying because I know like her shit will be suckable while she's getting fucked. Like, I tried it. Like, it's not very pleasurable because it's not gonna work. Like, y'all gonna have to take turns. Like, somebody gonna have to get fucked. Somebody gonna have to eat.
We see if you know what video we talking about. The girl is propped up, where the man holding her leg up and he hitting her from the back and the girl is in front of her.
Mm-hmm. So technically, if you know how to eat pussy, anything is possible.
Yeah, he could have. He didn't have to fuck her in the ass. He chose
pull that little skin back.
What I'm saying is y'all don't know how that feels to the other girl, to both of the girls, really, because the girl who's getting fucked, she's getting pounded. And that's moving her back and forth. And the girl that's underneath
it, I get what you're saying.
She's going to be getting all that friction from her vagina. She's not going to be able to suck or grab or get anything because it's going to be moving. Like, it sounds good, it looks good, but it's not realistic because y'all don't know because y'all ain't out here doing the shit that I'm doing.
Excuse me. Well, bitch, I stepped in my vibrator.
Oh, my God. Mom, remember the fucking girl I told you that looked like you? This bitch act like you. She talk like you. When I saw her, I was like, "Yeah, I can't fuck you. You look like my cousin."
You gotta show me what she look like, because bitches always say somebody look like me, and they'll be like,
"My cousin, bitch, I can't."
Bitch is just be saying people look like me.
She did, but she's black, like darker, but literally the same gap, same fake ass Jamaican accent, like everything.
Bitch, I'm crying. Oh, no, you didn't. My cousin do not got no fake ass Jamaican accent.
It's Bahamian.
Thank you. Just did
me crazy. Huh?
But yeah, she really.
We're getting ready to wrap this up, but ooh. I do want to ask one last question. How do y'all feel about men and women that pay for sex?
Shit, send me the money. Thank you.
Which one you right, cousin? And judge free zone, get it how you live.
Shit, pay up.
Yeah. If bitches out here fucking for free, I mean,
that's true. Bitches fuck for literally nothing. Nathan.
I can't wait till I'm married because I ain't fucking for free. You gotta pay.
How do you not have a place to stay? How are you fucking? You gonna fuck a nigga in a car your whole life? I'm so confused.
On a green box.
Like, you can't even go stay in
on a green box?
That's wild.
Holy shit.
That's wild.
I mean, some people are.
Well, it's time for our drink of the day. Mm-hmm. And our drink of the day is called the Panty Dropper.
Oh.
And for this drink, you're going to need Pink Whitney, Tito's, and a Buzz Ball, the Strawberryta kind, and then some lemonade. in that day.
Found the list.
Thank you guys for joining me today on Little Mix. And again, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You guys can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and on Facebook at Little Mix. Bye.
Bye.
Night, bitches.